Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning comes from our gospel lesson from Luke chapter 13, where Jesus says in that one verse, "Strive to enter through the narrow door." This is our text. I bet you can't guess what I've been watching for the last 2 weeks. Like a lot of people, I've been watching the Olympics. And I think the Olympics are one of those things where you can't get enough of it and you've got to watch every single minute, or you don't care at all and you don't even see one event. Having run track and cross country through junior high and high school, I guess it just reminds me of my days when I was competing and running races and winning one or two along the way, so I just enjoy watching. But even if you haven't watched even one event, surely you heard on the news the events that took place last Tuesday. You probably heard about Abby D'Agostino and Nikki Hamlin. These two women were running in the women's 5,000 meter race in the semifinals on Tuesday when they both tripped and fell. First, Abby helped Nikki to get up, and then Abby fell again. And rather than running and catching up with the field, Nikki returned the favor and helped Abby get up again until Abby told Nikki to go ahead and finish the race. Both women end up finishing their races, and both of them were pushed to the finals because they were impeded during the course of their heat, and so they got to go to the final races. But as it turned out, Abby tore her ACL in that fall, and she's not going to be able to run for 6 months. Basically, these women showed amazing sportsmanship by helping each other up. They also demonstrated great competitive spirit as they completed the race. Basically, this is the face of a true winner. And that is the face of true struggle trying to complete an event. But it's not just athletes that struggle. A lot of people struggle during the course of life. I am sure that everybody in this room has struggled at one point or another during the course of your life. The question is, how do you handle the struggles in life? In our text for today, Jesus was continuing on his journey that he began back in Luke chapter 10 when he sent out the 72 disciples to visit every town and village where he was supposed to go. And our text for today begins, he went on his way through towns and villages, and he's doing two things. The text says he is teaching and he's journeying towards Jerusalem. And both of these things are important. Jesus isn't going to be with the people much longer, so Jesus has to do all the teaching he can before he leaves. He needs to tell the people about the kingdom of God before he's not able to do so anymore. And Jesus knows what's waiting for him in Jerusalem. Jesus knows that he's going to be arrested, and he's going to be tried, and he's going to be crucified. And that's exactly why he is journeying towards Jerusalem. That's exactly why he came. Jesus came to die on the cross. So the fact that Luke tells us that Jesus' whole purpose is to teach and journey towards Jerusalem tells us what Jesus' whole entire focus is all about. Well, as Jesus is teaching and journeying, someone comes up to him and asks, "Lord, will those who are to be saved be few?" Now, we don't know who this person is. It could be one of the disciples who's been with him for the last 2 or 3 years. It could be a total stranger who came up to him and was listening to him preach and teach and was just asking him about the success of his ministry. But whoever this person is, he or she seems to be concerned about Jesus' mission and ministry. Lord, are those who are being saved few? It seems like a totally legitimate question. Not only for Jesus and his ministry while he was here on earth, but also for our church today, as our church struggles in the world today as we try to proclaim our Christian message. Is it really true that few people are being saved today? Now, if you look carefully at that text, you'll notice one thing. Jesus never answers that question. In fact, what Jesus does is he gives this person a huge warning. He says, strive to enter through the narrow door. In other words, what Jesus is telling this person is, don't worry about my mission and ministry. Don't you worry what I'm doing. Worry about yourself. You need to be striving to enter through the narrow door. So Jesus is in essence saying, you don't need to worry about how many people are going to go to heaven. You just need to worry about yourself. You need to strive to enter through that narrow door. And Jesus' words don't just apply to the person asking that question. Jesus' words apply to all of us, especially in the world we live in today. Jesus tells you and me, strive to enter through the narrow door. And actually, I like the word struggle better. A couple other translations have the word struggle there in place of strive. And I think that fits really, really well. Struggle to enter through the narrow door. Because it is a struggle. The world today tells you that you don't need to be a Christian to get into heaven. The message today is that, you know, God loves everyone. So whether you're Muslim or Jewish or Christian, non-Christian, atheist, they all have a right to get into heaven. Everyone can enjoy the wonders of heaven. If God is such a loving God, why doesn't he just let everybody into heaven no matter what? Isn't that what the world tells us today? But that's not what Jesus says in our text. According to Jesus, in that little parable in our text for today, at some point, the master is going to go and get up and lock the door. And that master is Jesus. At some point, there are going to be a whole lot of people who are on the outside knocking to get in. In other words, one day, Jesus is going to return. And the Bible tells us that all people, all eyes are going to see his coming. And once they see Jesus coming and realize that all that Christianity stuff was spot on, at that moment they're going to understand that Jesus is indeed King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But you know what? At that point, it's going to be too late. And they can knock and knock and knock all they want, but they're not going to get in. And that's why it's so important that we struggle to get through the narrow door. Eternal life is on the line. And it is a struggle. It's a struggle for the short time that we're on here on earth. But I would much rather struggle here on earth than to spend all eternity in hell. You think it's been warm here for the last month? Well, just take that into consideration for a few moments. You know, Jesus makes this very clear for us in John chapter 14, verse 6, when he says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. It is only through faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior that anyone can get into heaven. Jesus is the only way. While Jesus tells us to struggle to enter through the narrow door, we really do need to be careful to really understand what he means by struggling. We all know too well that we are spiritually blind, spiritually dead, and enemies of God. And therefore, all of our efforts to struggle to get through that narrow door, yeah, they're not going to be too successful. The struggle through which one enters the narrow door is repentance. And repentance is totally a work of God in our hearts. The struggle is produced when the Word of God calls us to repent and to trust in Jesus Christ. And yet still, our sinful nature wants to war against God and against His Word. But you know what? God doesn't give up. And God's Word is effective. God calls and calls and calls because He does truly love us. And He wants us to be with Him in heaven. God's Holy Spirit continually works through our hearts and minds, through God's Word and sacraments, to bring us to faith and to keep us in faith. Really, if anybody's struggling, it's God struggling to break down the barriers of our cold, hard hearts. That's where the struggle really is. We've seen struggle after struggle during the Olympics. Yesterday, we saw our women's volleyball team struggle just to win a bronze medal when they were expected to win a gold. And all we have to do is look to the streets of Sherman Park to see the struggles in our own neighborhood. But the most important struggle to ever take place took place 2,000 years ago as Jesus struggled on the cross. With the weight of all of our sin on His shoulders, Jesus struggled and yet remained sinless. He struggled with sin, death, and the devil, and He won. We know He won because 3 days later, He rose triumphantly from the grave. And because of His struggle, because He rose, we too shall rise again, and we will have eternal life with our Lord in heaven, where there won't be any struggles anymore. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which far surpasses all of our human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.